Hi! Welcome to Wonderfully Made Bible Stories for Kids. I'm Anna. And I'm so excited you're here. Today, we're going to hear about how everything, yes, everything began. This is from the creation story in Genesis chapters 1 and 2. Have you ever wondered who made the stars, the sun, and even you? Well, it's an amazing story about how God created the world in just 7 days. Let's set the scene. Close your eyes and imagine nothing at all. No sky, no trees, no animals, just darkness everywhere. But then, something incredible happened. Day 1. Light and darkness. God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God called the light day and the darkness night. That was the first day. Wow! Imagine seeing light for the very first time. Day 2. Sky and water. Next, God created the sky blue, beautiful, and big. It separated the water below from the water above. What a cool idea, right? Day 3. Land, seas, and plants. Then God said, "Let dry land appear." And it did. He called it earth, and the water he called seas, but God didn't stop there. He made trees, flowers, and plants of every kind. Can you imagine a world with no flowers? God made them all. Day 4. Sun, moon, and stars. God decided the sky needed some sparkle. He made the sun to shine during the day, the moon to light up the night, and stars to twinkle. Next time you see a star, remember God put it there. Day 5. Birds and fish. God filled the seas with fish, big ones, tiny ones, colorful ones. And he made birds to fly in the sky. Can you think of your favorite bird? God made it. Day 6. Animals and humans. This day was super special. God made all the animals, lions, elephants, bunnies, and even your pet dog or cat. But then, he saved the best for last, people. God made a man named Adam and a woman named Eve. What lessons can we learn from this? Our key point is, God made everything, and he made it good. That means you are good and special because God made you too. Here's how to apply the lesson. Next time you see a flower or look at the stars, remember, God made it all and he loves us. Now for a quick challenge. First challenge. Can you name 5 things God made? Tell your family about them today and thank God for them. Second challenge. Let's guess some sounds God created. What are these sounds? That's right. God made birds and the ocean. If you could ask God to make a brand new animal, what would it be? Draw a picture of it and imagine how amazing it would look. Wow, wasn't that story amazing? God is so creative, and he made everything. Next time, we'll hear about 2 very special people in a beautiful garden. Any guesses who they are? Join us next week at the same time to find out.